let me use Laura's laptop. I want to surf the net. They got a new website I want to check out. Bigbooty.com.
Sorry, you know, but I'm in the middle of something very important.
Man, you're playing Space Doom. That's not important.
It is when you're on level 6.
Come on, Steve, let me have it.
Hey, don't touch my mouse.
Get the computer. Hey.
Look what you did.
Oh boy. Oh, this thing is totally totaled.
Man, Laura's gonna be so mad. Here she comes.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Laura, my sister.
Well, what's going on?
Nothing.
I don't have time for this. I got a term paper to do.
On your laptop?
No, I thought I'd do it in crayon.
Steve, maybe we should tell her.
Tell me what?
You can't use your laptop right now.
Why not?
Well, I forgot why, but Edo knows why, so Edo, you tell her why.
Laura, Steve has a homeboy who's agreed to download your computer with the latest software.
But I already have the latest software.
Oh, no. This wear is much softer. It has an Ebonic spell check.
It really do.
But I need it back by Wednesday.
Hey, you will have it.
Wednesday it is.
All right.
All right now.
Okay.
Wednesday.
That's right. It's open.
Excuse me, Commissioner. You wanted to see me?
Yes, I did, Winslow. Come on in. So, how are the mean streets?
All cranky as ever, sir.
You know, I envy you out there in that concrete jungle, getting shot at in dark alleys, slapping cuffs on dirt bags.
Well, perhaps you'd like to go on patrol with me sometime, sir.
Are you crazy? I get killed out there.
Well, shall I take a seat, sir?
Nah, you're not going to be here that long. We got a fax from Detroit police. They got a guy up there bouncing checks, and they've traced him here to Chicago.
Well, that's not usually our department, sir.
I know that, Winslow, but I want you to take care of this personally.
Well, very good, sir. What's his name?
Winslow.
Yes, sir.
The perp's name is Winslow.
Oh, I thought you... His name is Winslow?
I'm afraid so. Franklin Aloysius Winslow.
Well, that's my brother Frank. I don't believe this. My brother Frank is passing bad checks?
Several thousand dollars worth. I wanted you to hear it from me first.
Well, that's very sensitive of you, sir.
Not really. I like giving out bad news. It's a joke, Winslow.
And a real knee slapper it is, too, sir.
Now, listen. If your brother is in Chicago, would he get in touch with you?
He might, sir.
And you might be tempted to look the other way. Forget you're a cop.
I took an oath. And the oath says that I'm a cop first and a brother second.
I sure wish all my men were like you.
Thank you, sir.
Carl.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Can give me a great big hug.
You better get back, Jack.
Wait, Harriet, it's me, Frank, your brother-in-law.
Frank Winslow? Is that you under there?
Honest, no. Clowning around.
And it's so good to see you.
Yeah, boy, you look terrific.
And you look happy. Frank. Well, what are you doing in that costume?
I am traveling with the Sullivan Family Carnival. Is Carl home?
No, he's still at work. Oh, Frank, he's gonna be so disappointed he missed you.
I'm not so sure about that, Harriet. You know, it's been 10 years since we talked. He still hasn't forgiven me for not coming to our father's funeral. I was hoping that maybe we could clear the air.
Carl will be home around 6 o'clock. Why don't you join us for dinner tonight? You know, Carl's a little easier to talk to on a full stomach.
Thanks. I'll be here.
All right.
Oh, listen, the carnival is at Rolling Meadows. So if you and the family want to catch my act, I'll leave you some passes.
We love it.
And listen, warn the kids. The beanbag toss is rigged.
Anna, look! The carnival's in town, and they're having a cuff-man competition tonight.
So?
So, looky here. All you have to do is last 60 seconds with the champ butterball, and you win $3,000. Oh, that's exactly the amount of money that we need to buy Laura a new laptop.
Butterball. Man, you must be crazy. Look at that monster. He's a truck with teeth. He'll kill me.
No, sorry, Bob. Because this baby's gonna save your butt.
What is it?
What's that little round thing on the back of your body?
Not my butt. What's that?
Oh, the belt you can wear so no one can hurt you.
Wow. Well, what do you call it?
The belt you can wear so no one can hurt you.
Steve, if I hit you, you'll be taking a major dirt nap.
Yeah. I'll take that risk. Just come on, slug me. Right here.
All right.
Put it in, right.
Okay. What the heck was that?
That, my friend, it was the electromagnetic force field I just invented.
Wow. That's amazing. How does it work?
A plutonium battery pack in my belt charges the ions around my body, converting the electromagnetic power into an invisible shield.
Yo, Steve, you are the man!
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Terrible.
Well, I've got a big surprise for you that'll cheer you up.
Please, Harriet. No more surprises. I've had enough surprises for one day.
There he is now.
There who is?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Harriet. Carl.
Frank.
Didn't I tell you I had a big surprise for you, Carl?
Yes, you did, Harriet.
It's good to see you, Carl.
I just wish I could say the same, Frank.
What do you mean, Carl?
You're under arrest.
Carl.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Present its most popular attraction, Countdown to Cash! Anyone who can last 1 minute in the ring with the world famous Butterball will receive Revolving Ball! The big, the bold, the not so beautiful, Mr. Butterball! Challengers can use any form of self-defense, but absolutely no weapons! So, let's bring on our first challenger, Bobby Bobcock!
Just listen to me.
You will have plenty of time to tell your side of the story to the judge, Frank.
Is this your way of getting back at me for not going to Dad's funeral?
You should have been there, Frank. Mama was devastated.
I couldn't, Carl. I just couldn't be there.
Well, what did you do, Frank? Did you have a hot date? Did you lose all your money gambling at the racetrack?
I didn't go because I just couldn't handle the fact that Dad was gone.
Well, why didn't you tell me this before, Frank?
I tried, Carl. But when you didn't return my 10th phone call, I just gave up.
You know, it was hard for me at the funeral, too, but I was there.
I made a lot of mistakes in the past, Carl. But I like to think that I've changed.
Oh, yeah. You're passing bad checks.
Just hold on, you two. Frank, what really happened with the checks?
About a year ago, I got a job managing a restaurant. Things were going great. Then all of a sudden, the place went bankrupt and I was out of a job.
See, there you are. No job. Passing bum checks.
My paycheck bounced. The personal checks I wrote, I thought they were good at the time that I wrote them.
It happens, Carl. We know people that's happened to.
Well, are you at least looking for a job, Frank?
I'm a clown with a traveling carnival.
A clown?
Hey, don't laugh. Well, actually, you're supposed to laugh. But it's a steady job, and I make good money.
Carl. You should see him in his makeup. He's so cute.
I'm not going to arrest you, Frank.
How come?
Because I'm going to loan you the money to pay off the debt.
I can't let you do that, Carl.
Yes, you can, Frank. Because we are brothers. And brothers are supposed to stick together. I just wish that you felt close enough to come to me before.
See.
There you go, Carl.
Being there for me.
Side of beef.
Not so fast, Buttercup. There's one more challenger.
Where?
You're looking.
No, I'm laughing at him.
Steve, what are you doing? The belt's broken. He'll kill you.
Not if he can't catch me. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's outrunning big guys who try to hurt me. I teach a class on it at the Y.
Oh.